So today's topic is going to be a shiloh that I get asked very often, which is a lot of times for security, people have closed circuit television. That's actually not as common as anymore, but security cameras. It's called matzlamas bitachon. They have security cameras by their house. Our shul just installed security cameras. So the question is, are you allowed to walk past it on Shabbos? Is it a problem? And maybe at the end we'll also touch on if there's a light that goes on. Sometimes you have it where when you walk past someone's house, the light goes on. Are you allowed to walk past these things on Shabbos? So now the first shaila, a lot of times people want to know, is it a problem walking past? And it is a problem. Is it a problem for me to install it? Now, the question of whether you're allowed to install these cameras is very much closely related to whether you're allowed to walk past it. If you're allowed to walk past it on Shabbos, then you're allowed to install it. Because really, what you're installing it on a Tuesday, you're not doing anything on a Tuesday, that's fine. There should be no issue. The only problem is if you hold according to halacha, and we'll discuss this over the next few minutes, if you hold according to halacha, you're not allowed to walk past it on Shabbos, then you can't install it because of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. You're not allowed to cause a Jew to stumble. So it's very closely related. So whether you're allowed to install it and have cameras by your house is just the answer to that is just how whether you're allowed to walk past it. If you hold that you're allowed to walk past it, then you're allowed to install it. If you hold that you're not allowed to walk past it, then you can't install it because you're causing Jews to stumble and break Shabbos. Now, the main issue when it comes to a security camera, which malacha is it? We know that on Shabbos there are 39 malachas. Which malacha would it be by walking past a security camera or they call it closed circuit television? That was more common 20, 30 years ago. It doesn't really apply as much, but we'll talk about it. Closed circuit television is one of those where they have it sometimes in, Micro Center and these type of stores where you walk in front of the camera and your image is instantly projected to a screen. It's not being recorded. It's just instant projection. Security cameras is more like we're used to nowadays, which is a camera that's recording. And maybe it lasts, maybe the recording doesn't last so long, maybe it lasts a week, maybe it lasts a day, but it's a regular camera that's recording. So the question is whether you're allowed to walk through it on Shabbos. And the issue, as I said, we know there are 39 malachas. Which malacha is involved when you walk past a camera and you walk past a closed circuit television? The issue is kaisiv. The issue is writing. We know that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. In addition to writing letters, you're not allowed to draw an image. And interestingly enough, when you walk past a video camera, you're forming the image on the screen. By you, let's say a person wants to, a guy in yeshiva once told me that there was tourists who apparently hadn't seen from Jews before, and they asked to take a picture of him on Shabbos. And he did. I told him he shouldn't have. When someone takes a picture of you on Shabbos, you're the one forming the image behind you. So it's a problem of kaisiv. So let's analyze whether it's a biblical prohibition, rabbinic prohibition, and what's the heter? So that when it comes to closed circuit television, to be honest with you, closed circuit television and security cameras, in halacha, there's not much of a difference between the two. As we'll see, closed circuit television is a little bit better, but we're going to see there's heterim for both. So the first pasuk that I saw that dealt with the shiloh was Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein is in the Kovetz Tchumen. In the 14th volume, Rav Yosef Rosen, who's the head of the Tzomet Institute, sent a shiloh to Rav Moshe. Are you allowed to walk past closed circuit television on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe didn't write the letter. Rabbi Tendler wrote the letter, but Rav Moshe signed it. And Rav Moshe said like this. He says, "Shemi'achar shezeksav she'enu miskayim v'afilu odif hu l'chol hayoyse rak isidur rabban." Rav Moshe says that the form of ksiva that you make when you walk in front of a closed circuit television is at most rabbinic. It's not a biblical form of ksiva. First of all, he says it's not recording, so it doesn't last. And we're going to see also, it's not the normal form of ksiva. The normal form of ksiva is you take a pen and you write. This is at most a rabbinic prohibition. As Rav Yashiv says in the Kovetz Beis Hillel from Tavshin Samach Vav, he says that it's only rabbinic because he quotes that there are many shittas who hold that if you write with your left hand and you're a righty, it's only a malacha derabanan. So if that's considered a not normal way to write, then kal v'chomer, walking in front of a camera, that's not a normal way to write, so it's only rabbinic. Okay, so what? So if it's just rabbinic, why does that make a difference? So there's a major rule, and it's a big klal, and it sounds very daunting, and that's p'sik reisha d'lo nichalei on an issa d'rabbanan. What that means is like this, very simple. If you, we know on Shabbos, you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to do something, even you're not allowed to break Shabbos, even if that's not your intention. The Gemara says, I'll give you an example. In the times of the Gemara, the kids used to play with chicken heads. So a father wanted to cut the head of a chicken so the kid could have a toy. Now his intention is not to kill the animal, but that's obviously it's going to happen. His intention is just to get a toy, but he's breaking Shabbos. So the Gemara says that that's aser. It's a davar shemischaven psik resha, meaning normally if it's unintentional, it's permitted, but if it's unintentional but inevitable, it's unintentional. I don't intend to break Shabbos, but it's going to happen. It's called a psik resha. There's no way to avoid killing a chicken. If you're cutting off the head, it's going to happen. It's called a davar she'en mischaven psik resha, meaning a davar she'en mischaven means I'm doing something that it's unintentional and it may not break Shabbos. You're allowed to drag a chair that's not very heavy outside, even though it might make a burrow and it might, make a trench in the dirt, which you're not allowed to do because it's chayrish. Yeah, but it's not your intention, and it probably is not going to happen, so then it's fine. But if you have such a heavy, you take a piano where it's so heavy, it's inevitable. So that's aser. So the question is, what about an action, which I know this sounds complicated, it's unintentional, inevitable, but undesired result. I don't care for the result. I'm doing an action that will result in breaking Shabbos. That's not my intention, but it's going to happen. But I don't really care about the result. It's called a davar she'en mischaven, psik resha, deloy nichale. I'll give you an example. You're washing your hand, you're eating outdoors, you're eating in, I don't know, in like a picnic on Shabbos, and you want to wash your hands for bread, for challah, and you're washing your hands over the grass. So your intention is not to water the grass, but that's what's happening. It's inevitable. It's a psik resha. But what if it's not my lawn? It's not my lawn. It's the community garden. I don't care whether it grows or not. It's loy nichale. It doesn't matter to me at all. It's a davar she'en mischaven, psik resha, de loy nichale. It's an action which is unintentional breaking of Shabbos, albeit inevitable. But it's undesired. There is the result of breaking Shabbos. I don't care about the water, the grass growing. So the sheet of the Aruch is that a davar she'en mischaven psik resha deloy nichale is mutter, even on a biblical prohibition. According to the Aruch, you could wash your hands on someone else's garden if your intention is not to water the grass, even though it's going to happen. It's mutter. Taisvis and Shabbos daf kuf gimel disagrees. Most shitas harishayim disagree, and they say no, it's still rabbinically prohibited, so it's still aser derabanan. However, according to many, many achrayim, you could see the Akut Yosef in the end of Hilchah Shabbos, he has a whole list, but I could just list you a few of the paiskim here, the Ber Yitzchak, in Arachayim, Tesvav, Anaf Hei, the Shalomeshiv, Chelik Alf, Sim Resh Yud, Tlisa, Chelik Gimel, Sim and Gimel, and Kama paiskim, I'll mention maybe more in a few minutes, they hold that that's only true when the act that you're doing is biblical, meaning a davar she'en mischaven psik resha deloy nichale, doing an action which is unintentional, inevitable, and undesired on a biblical prohibition is aser midrabanan. So if you want to wash your hands on the grass, because that's a biblical version of watering the grass, that's aser rabbinically. But what if the entire iser is only derabanan? What if the entire iser is only, it's a rabbinic prohibition? The whole thing is rabbinic. According to many, many paiskim, including Taisvis, if the entire prohibition is only rabbinic, you're allowed to do it if it's unintentional, inevitable, and undesired. So if the entire prohibition is only rabbinic, you're allowed to do it if it's a davar she'en mischaven, psik resha deloy nichale. So that sounds very, very complicated, very complex, but let's go back to our case. Reis Rav Moshe, walking in front of a closed-circuit television, is only rabbinic. It's only a rabbinic form of ksiva. So, and it's not your intention. Your intention when you walk in front of someone's house that happens to have a closed circuit television, we'll see security cameras in a moment, that your intention is not to write. Your intention is not to be kaisiv on Shabbos. Your intention is to walk past someone's house. It's unintentional. It might be inevitable because there's a camera there, but it's undesired. I don't want to be on the camera. I don't care to be on the camera. There is a few cases where it is desired. There are cases where, like, you're in an apartment building where there's a closed-circuit television and they'll only buzz you in if they see your image. We'll talk about that in a moment. But in the average case, when I go to someone's house for Shabbos and they happen to have security cameras, or if you're in a shul that happen to have security cameras or closed-circuit television, it's undesired, inevitable. It's unintentional, inevitable, but undesired. I don't want to be Michal Shabbos. I don't care that my picture is being taken. The whole thing is only rabbinic. If the whole thing is only rabbinic, it's permitted according to Rav Paiskim. That's the Shita of Davar She'en Mischaven, Psik Resha, Deloy Nichalei on Anissa Derabanan. Just completely parenthetically, this is the shita of the Dagum Rivava. The Poskim discuss whether you're allowed to cut cakes that have images on it on Shabbos. You have, a happy birthday. So not for now, it's a whole shiloh, but the Rama in Siman Shin Mem Sif Gimel writes that it's aser because he says it's a form of erasing. By breaking the letters, you're erasing the letters. The Dagum Rivava, the Noida Bihuda, disagrees. He says, wait, this form of right of erasing is only rabbinic because it's only biblical. It's only considered a biblical form of erasing if your intention is to write, called meichik amanas lichtav. If you're just erasing stam because you want to break the letters, not in order to write further. Meaning, sometimes when you have a with pencils, you'll erase a word in order to write a better word in its place. That's a biblical form of mechika, of erasing. But if you're just breaking letters with no intention of writing, that would only be rabbinic. So that writes the Dagel, you should be allowed to cut cakes on Shabbos because again, it's only rabbinic. It's unintentional. I'm not intending to break the letters. I'm intending to cut myself a piece of cake. It's inevitable, but the result of breaking the letters is undesired. It's a davar she'mischaven psik resha delei nichalei, and that's why, according to Dagum Rivava, it's permitted. And it's a shaila of how we paskin nowadays. You have to look in the Mishnah Berurah. But that's the concept. So writes Rav Moshe, because walking in front of a closed circuit television is only a rabbinic form of ksiva, it'll be mutter because it's a davar she'mischaven psik resha delei nichalei. This is also the opinion of Rav Eliashiv. And Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg in the Kovetz Pame Yaakov Kislev Tosh Shin Samach Beis, he says the same thing, that it's a grama and it's a psikreshet loy nichalei and a nisadar rabbanan and it's permitted. Now, as I did mention, by closed circuit television, there is a scenario where you do want your image projected on the screen, and that's if, let's say, you're in a building and they have to see your face to buzz you in or to let you in. Now, if that's the case, then you lose the heter of loy nichalei. Now you're just doing a rabbinic prohibition. So, to be honest, when it comes to closed-circuit television, there are Rabbanim who are lenient. There are Rabbanim who actually feel that closed-circuit television is permitted, even if you're interested in your image being projected, because closed-circuit television, as I said, it's not very common nowadays. It's where you stand in front of a camera, nothing's being recorded, it's just your image being projected on a screen. According to many Rabbanim, that's not called ksiv at all. That's nothing. Because your image is there for a moment, and the second you go away, it's gone, they describe it as like standing in front of a mirror. There's a letter from the author of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasen, Rabbi Neuwirth, and he writes, it's quoted in that Kovetz Tchumen, Mi oimer bechlal shezeksav? Who said that that's considered writing? Ze elektrodes betzuras adam. This is just electrodes in the shape of a person. And he says that it's the second you leave, it's gone, and therefore that's not a form of ksiv at all. So when it comes to closed-circuit television, it'll probably be permitted, even if your interest is being projected. Now, it is important to know one shita. So we said right now, according to Rav Moshe, if you have closed-circuit television, you could walk in front of it on Shabbos. And by the way, according to that, you'd be allowed to put up closed-circuit television in front of your house if you're interested in doing it for security purposes. Now, closed-circuit television, as I said, is a little better because it's not being recorded. There is a shita of the Debitzin Rav. The Debitzin Rav in Ber Moshe, Kuntras Electric, Chilik Aleph Simen Pei Beis, and Chilik Beis Simen Mem Aleph, he does write that he believes that it's permitted to have a closed-circuit television camera in your house for security purposes, but he does say that this is Zelusa de Shabbos. He's concerned about the essence of Shabbos and how this could be a bizayon for Shabbos, and therefore he says he's not really in favor of the whole concept. It, meaning, halachically, from a ksiva perspective, it's allowed, but from a honoring Shabbos, he's not the biggest fan. And he says, therefore, if you could, it would be preferred to have the camera above people or in a hidden way so that nobody sees it. As opposed to when, you walk into someone's house and there's just a giant camera staring at your face. He says that the camera should be hidden and the television where it's projected should also be in a side room where very few people see it to preserve the sanctity of Shabbos. Now, this is all when it comes to closed-circuit television. What about security cameras? Security cameras are what most people have because they want to record because they want to protect themselves that if Chas V'Shalom they get robbed, they can actually show the police what happened. Now, security cameras, the question is, same thing. If walking in front of a security camera is a biblical prohibition of Kaisev, then it'll be usher to walk in front of it. Because like I said, then even if it's lo nichalei, it's still, we don't allow you to do a biblical prohibition. However, if the whole prohibition is only rabbinic, then it'll be exact same heter of closed circuit television, in which case it'll be permitted because it'll be a rabbinic prohibition, unintentional, inevitable, and undesired, and it'll be permitted. So, in the Kovetz Beis Hillel, Rav Vad Yosef, has a tshuva. Rav Dadi Yosef Zatzal, he had a tshuva about this because in Eretz Yisrael they put up their security cameras everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, in a large by the Kotel, by Maris HaMachpelah, in a lot of the areas there's security cameras because they want to protect themselves. So the question is, are you allowed to walk in front of these security cameras on Shabbos? So Rav Dadi Yosef in that tshuva, and it was reprinted in Yabi Aymer Chelik Tes Simen Lamed Hey, he says that he feels that it's permitted. Because he quotes the Sefer Keren LeDavid, the first Samar Rebbe, one of the earlier Samar Rebbes, that he said that this form of ksiva is only rabbinic. He writes that Ein el mishit sayer al yidei hazeh isha oimer sham letzayer posha d'loy mitzvah min ha-Torah. Walking in front of a camera, he feels, is not biblical, because he says that's not the normal way of writing, and therefore it's only rabbinic. And once it's only rabbinic, you have the same heter. Davar shein mischaven p'sik reisha d'lo nichalei, according to most opinions, is permitted. So therefore, in case of necessity, you could allow it. Rav Avadya Yosef, this is not only the opinion of Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Shlomo Zalman also holds this way. His opinion is quoted in Rav Avos Ephraim chelik gimel simen reish mem zayin. Dekivan to have a ksiva she'enu miskayemes levis adrabanon. Now he talks about enu miskayemes, but it'll be the same heter. This is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv in the Beis Hillel Kislev Tashin Samach Vav, that they feel that it's only a rabbinic form of ksiva, and therefore it will be permitted. Now, to be fair, if you don't really need a camera, you're not really worried about safety, then I wouldn't put it up. But if you're legitimately concerned about safety, then you have what to rely on, because once you believe that it's only a rabbinic form of ksiva, then it's a davar she'mischaven p'sik reisha d'lo nichalei on nisa d'rabban. Now, there is one last shaila I want to talk about, and that's the lights. When you walk past, the light goes on. Now, the lights could be a little worse for two issues. First of all, a lot of the lights are incandescent. The whole heter of walking in front of a security camera, and like I said, you should ask your Rav, but if you want to rely on it, yesh al milismaich, security cameras have two things going for them. First of all, it's a rabbinic form of ksiva, and number two, the person walking in past it has no desire to be recorded. It's undesired, it's lo nichale. The problem with, so it's rabbinic and lo nichale. The problem with the light bulbs is two things. First of all, the light bulb, many of these light bulbs are incandescent. Incandescent light bulbs, which are becoming much less common, incandescent light bulbs have tungsten metal. Incandescent is asur min ha-Torah. Turning on an incandescent light bulb is asur min ha-Torah according to every pesuk. The Rambam and the Raiva disagree whether it's the malacha of Bishul or whether the malacha of Havara, but everyone agrees that it's asur min ha-Torah to walk in front of a incandescent light bulb. So first of all, if it's incandescent, then it's already asur min ha-Torah. You lose your heter. Even if it's fluorescent or LED, and according to many Rabbanim, not everyone, but according to many Rabbanim, LED and fluorescent, you could assume is rabbinically prohibited. Rabbi Olbaum Shlita told me that opinion, but I've heard it from other Rabbanim. Even, and Rebelsky writes this way in Shulchan Alevi, and one of the footnotes, he writes that LED is only rabbinic. Now, if you believe that that's only rabbinic, fine. Then it should be the same as ksiva. But you have one issue. When you walk past a light at night, when the light goes on, that's considered nichale. Because everyone wants light in a dark alley. Everyone wants light at night. Even though, obviously, you don't want it on Shabbos because it's breaking Shabbos, but in a vacuum, you want the light on. You see, when I walk past someone's house and I get recorded, I legitimately don't want the recording to take place. I have no interest in the recording taking place. But when it comes to the security camera, when it comes to the light, I want the light to go on. In theory, if I would rather have light at night, of course. So it's nichale. And so even if it, so first of all, a lot of times it's biblical, lose your heter. Even if it's rabbinic, it's nichale. So therefore, most Rabbanim are not in favor of it. Now, there is a shita of Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner Zatzal writes in Shevet Alevi Chelik Tesim and Samach Tes, he says that it's mutter because he says that that's not called doing anything. I'm just walking down the street, the light happens to go on, it's nothing, it's not a malach at all. His svara is a little bit hard for me to understand. Practically, it's something that really you shouldn't rely on. Most opinions feel that it's a problem, and therefore it's really something that we should avoid. I don't think Rav Moshe Feinstein would hold of it. I think that it's something that it's much worse than a security camera. Now, if you're telling me that there's nothing you could do, then I don't know, maybe try to wait for a guy. I'm not 100% sure. I was asked a shaila recently by someone that they have lights that were installed in their hallways that every time in an apartment building, every time he goes on, the lights go on. It's tricky. And you have to ask a Rav. Security cameras is much easier to deal with, but for the lights, it's much more difficult. You have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. If there are any questions, you could send it to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.